Tesla Semi faces critical market challenges. The Tesla Semi has been highly anticipated since its unveiling nearly a decade ago, but despite years of hype, the truck's release has been delayed multiple times. The latest explanation for this delay is that Tesla needed to scale up battery supply for its cars and SUVs, which has led some to argue that the company prioritized other projects over the Semi. However, with sales dropping and the company having had years to address these issues, it seems that the argument for delayed production due to battery supply has lost steam. Despite this, some critics argue that Tesla is facing significant challenges in terms of meeting its targets for dry electrode battery production and lowering battery costs, which could impact the Semi's pricing and competitiveness. The industry has been waiting patiently for the Tesla Semi to hit the market, with many companies already testing the truck and providing feedback. However, some critics argue that the Semi is not what commercial vehicle buyers want, citing the fact that there are dozens of operational segments and build configurations available in today's Class 8 ICE production trucks. This raises questions about the economics of the Semi, particularly when it comes to acquisition cost, maintenance cost, and residual value after 8 years. One of the most scathing critiques of the Tesla Semi came from a commercial vehicle industry veteran who pointed out that there is no latent demand for electric semi-trucks. According to this critic, the only segment that makes sense right now is local/regional day cab distribution, which consumes only 25,000 trucks per year. This raises significant questions about Tesla's ability to scale up production and meet demand, particularly when compared to established OEMs that already have a strong presence in the market. The veteran also highlighted the importance of nationwide service and support, which Tesla currently lacks. With most fleet managers requiring a certain level of support and maintenance, it seems that Tesla is at a significant competitive disadvantage in this area. This raises questions about whether the Semi can compete with established OEMs on price and value. Despite these challenges, some experts argue that there may be solutions to the cost and financing problem associated with the Semi. However, when it comes to the other issues raised by critics, such as adoption into current operations and residual value after 8 years, it seems that Tesla faces significant hurdles. This raises questions about whether the Semi is simply a case of overhype and underdelivery, with Elon Musk distracting attention from the truck's shortcomings. As we look ahead to 2026, it will be telling to see if Tesla makes any progress on addressing these challenges. If not, it seems that the Semi may be viewed as a humongous failure. However, if Tesla is able to scale up production and find a lot of buyers, then it's likely that the critiques will have been proven wrong. The industry is watching closely as the Tesla Semi prepares for its release, with many questioning whether it can overcome significant market challenges. With so much at stake, it seems that the outcome of this battle will have a significant impact on the future of electric semi-trucks and the wider automotive industry. Tesla's struggles with the Semi highlight the challenges of transitioning to electric vehicles in the commercial sector. As the industry continues to evolve, it's likely that we'll see more companies struggling to meet demand and overcome regulatory hurdles. However, it also raises questions about whether these challenges can be overcome with the right combination of technology, innovation, and market support. As the Tesla Semi prepares for its release, one thing is clear: the industry will be watching closely as this battle plays out. With so much at stake, it's likely that we'll see a significant impact on the future of electric semi-trucks and the wider automotive industry.